Hello and welcome back to the K-Scope podcast. Billy Reeves here. I hope you're well. In this episode, we'll hear from Mariana from I Am The Morning on how Danny from Anathema saved her life and how, consequently, they joined the label. Plus, music from new signings Nordic Giants and an acoustic track from The Pineapple Thief. But let's start with Lunatic Soul, the solo project from Marius Duda from Riverside. This is from the album Walking on a Flashlight Beam, out now. This is entitled The Fear Within.
Thank you.
Lunatic Soul, The Fear Within. The video for that is now on the Lunatic Soul page of the K-Scope website, filmed by Scott from K-Scope, edited by Lesser Hoyler. Now, Marius recently collaborated with Stephen Wilson on a track to raise money for cancer charities in memory of young fan Alec Wildey. Now, Alec recently passed away, so Stephen and Marius have set one of his poems to music. The track is entitled The Old Peace, and No Sound have done the same, turning Alec's In Celebration of Life into a song of the same name. And you can buy downloads of both tracks from the K-Scope website, all proceeds to charity. And talking of Stephen Wilson, there's a little film from the studio sessions of his next album on the Wilson page of the K-Scope website right now. New signings, Nordic Giants. This is out now. The two 2014 self-released EPs, Build Seas and Dismantle Suns, are coming out together on K-Scope on one clear vinyl LP and as a double CD. Here's Little Bird and the single Violent Lights. Giants, Violent Lights, and before that, Little Bird. And Nordic Giants have spent the last couple of years bringing their post-rock cinematic sound to audiences across the UK. They recently toured with Public Service Broadcasting, God is an Astronaut, and 65 Days of Static, and festivals including 2000 Trees, Kendall Calling and Why Not, as well as their own headline shows. They've performed in churches, disused Victorian music halls, converted seaside bandstands to enhance the audience experience of their atmospheric visuals and soundscapes. K-Scope will be releasing the debut album from Nordic Giants next year. Now here's another new member of the K-Scope family, I Am The Morning from St. Petersburg. Rock music meeting early 20th century classical influences. We'll hear from the singer Mariana shortly, but firstly, from the album Belighted, this is called The Howler.
I'm in.
I Am The Morning. Recorded and mixed by Marcel van Limbeek of Tori Amos fame, the album also features Gavin Harrison of Porcupine Tree on drums. I caught up with Mariana in London recently and I asked her about the duo's classical influences.
Basically, you know, when you listen to some composers as, for example, I don't know, Shostakovich, you do realise that that could have been some sort of a progressive piece.
Yeah.
And this is actually mind-blowing. That's not my strongest part, because I don't have musical education. So I wish I had Gleb here to talk about that.
Well, maybe that's why it works, if you're coming at it from a performance point of view and Gleb's coming at it from a musician's point of view. Maybe that's why the group works. Would that be fair?
Well, I think that that's actually a good thing about us, because he has these classical influences and I am a really prog head, so I have a lot of progressive influences, and when we combine it all together, this makes his amazing piano skills and amazing kind of compositions that he makes, it makes them more accessible when I come in. And sometimes we work another way. I compose songs and I show them to him and then he arranges them. So that's how the majority of the first album were made, and some songs on the second album. But we actually switched more to, you know, jamming together and then getting the song piece by piece. So, well, yeah, I guess that's kind of a good thing about us.
Down.
have heard of you thanks to my friend Danny Kavanagh from Anathema, who's a friend. How did you meet Danny?
In Russia, on their gig. And I was standing in the first row because I've been such a huge Anathema fan. And at some point they started playing some old music, like Panic and stuff. And people started being really aggressive around me. They started slamming and all. And I got really... I really choked in that first row because people have been pushing on me. And at some point in the middle of a song, he stopped playing and got me out of the crowd because I was just, like, basically dying in there.
Wow.
I'm not sure if he remembers that, actually, because... we met last summer when I came here to record the album, and the first thing I did, I went to a K-Scope festival, anniversary festival, yeah, to see Anathema. And so we met. Actually, Scott introduced me to Danny, because he said, well, you can go and say hi if you met him before. And so I did, and after that, he went to the studio where we've been working. Assault and Battery, and so he heard some music and met Gleb and heard him playing, and well, he enjoyed it a lot.
Okay, well, that's lovely.
Yeah, that's
so he connected you with the label then, as well then?
Yeah, basically he did. Well, another connection is of course Gavin, who's playing drums on the album, and our manager also works with Gaspacho.
Oh, the families, all the tentacles all over Europe.
Yes,
that's marvelous.
That's actually so, so exciting for me to get into that kind of stuff. And I was so delighted, you know, to join in the company.
So close, so
heard I Am the Morning, Os Lunatum, Chamber Orchestra version. And before that, from the album Belighted, a piece called To Human Misery. The album is out now. It's amazing. Don't take my word for it. Here's what Danny from Anathema says. Quote, I Am the Morning are a special duo who emanate a certain magic. In Mariana, they possess a beautiful, talented and charismatic vocalist. And in Gleb, they possess the single greatest pianist I've ever met in my life. Unquote. Now, some Anathema news now. The band are on tour presently, and they've recently announced some very special shows for next year. There's going to be some more cathedral shows in the UK in March, and on the 16th of April, Resonance, a celebration of the entire history of Anathema music at London's Shepherd's Bush Empire. The current band will be joined by former members Duncan Patterson and Darren White, who was the original vocalist. Tickets are on sale now. Spotify. Playlists are being added to the K-Scope channel all the time, including the staff picks list. So come and listen to what we're listening to. And finally, for this episode of the K-Scope podcast, the Pineapple Thief are off out on tour in support of the new album Magnolia through November and December, starting this week with 6 dates in Germany, then to France, the Netherlands and the UK. I'll see you on the 3rd of December, the show in London at the Academy Islington. All the details, of course, on the K-Scope music website. Go to the Pineapple Thief page, where you can see a filmed clip of the beautiful title track from Magnolia being performed acoustically by Bruce Sword, which we'll play out with here. See you next month for a Best of the Interviews special. Ta-da. Shelter, they are sheltering you. From what is buried, buried deep inside of you. 'Cause you gave everything you could. You gave everything. Cover of everything you love so much. So I find you under the cover of noise. I thought I'd lost you. I thought I'd lost you too. Everything you've lost, your broken heart. I thought I'd lost you under the cover of night.
Lost you under the cover.